A word for you from Luke 11, verse 1. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Now, I have looked at this before, and I think it's important as Christians that this is, if not just reading it, but at least that it's our prayer often, "Lord, teach me to pray." Now, it must have been impressive to that disciple and to all the disciples who were hearing him pray, because the Lord Jesus didn't pray to be heard by them. He prayed to be heard by his heavenly Father. It must have been such an intimate prayer that it touched them, that here was a prayer that they had never heard before. Here was intimacy with God that they knew that they didn't have. Mhlawumbe nawe ubona ukuthi uJesu uyathandaza ngendlela yokuthi uyazwana noBaba wasezulwini ngendlela emangalisayo. Maybe you too recognize in the Word that Jesus prays in an amazing way. Think of the Garden of Gethsemane. Sometimes his prayers were with words, sometimes it was just agony and without. We need to be very careful that we don't waste our lives with prayers that don't reach God and are simply there to impress ourselves. Remember, Jesus spoke of the Pharisee in the front of the temple, the tax collector standing at the back. The Pharisee who lifted up his arms confidently towards heaven and said, "Lord, I thank you that I'm not like the man there, that sinner at the back." And then the Lord Jesus said about him, "He prayed thus and thus with himself." In other words, his prayer reached no one. It was simply there for himself, perhaps to be heard by the Pharisee, by the tax collector sitting at the back as well. But it was a prayer unheard by God, and there was no response from heaven. Whereas the prayer by the tax collector was one which was inspired by the conviction of the Holy Spirit.